Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
We're going right. To Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
And over the last couple of months, we've changed the intro on this program that it's all done for us in advance. So when we start talking, we just introduce our first guest. However, this guest requires a little bit more than just, oh, by the way, you know, here's Johnny.
Here's Judy.
Yes, here's Judy. But the point I do want to stress to everybody listening is this program is because of Project Independence. It's Project Independence Radio. And all the programs that are going on around the town for people over the age of 60, okay, is a direct result of the support of the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead. Because, you know, everybody's always fighting for taxes and everything else. And at any given point in time, Supervisor Bosworth could turn around and say, guess what? We could pull some money from Project Independence and go elsewhere. And that's not her issue. That's never been on her mind. And she is the biggest supporter.
Don't even mention that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, you're the biggest supporter. And every year, there's new programs coming out. And so now we're going to have the opportunity for Otto to grill the supervisor, because we have Supervisor Judy Bosworth from the town of North Hempstead with us this morning.
I never grill.
So it's so great to be here. You know, it's amazing, because when I come here, I forget that actually this is a radio program, because I just feel like I'm visiting friends and we're having a chat.
Otto's moved up.
It's true. We do really just chat.
That's the truth. I agree.
This is not meant to be a show of political intimidation.
No.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
But I sincerely want to thank you, John. You do such a great job in keeping this going. And you have many co-hosts, and I'm always delighted to be here with everybody. But I will say, particularly delighted when Otto is here.
Well, thank you.
And of course, the entire, you know, PI radio show committee. There's so much hard work that goes into producing the show, getting it ready. And so, of course, a special thank you also to the producer, Christina Liu, who sits here very quietly but is in the back of behind everything. And a special thank you to Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Saloro from administration, Victoria Honorato, and it's her birthday, everybody.
She's almost eligible for Project Independence.
Almost there. One year closer.
Right.
37 more years.
I was going to say multiply it by three. and we have a new
Ryan. It was an engineer in training.
Engineer in training. Okay, good luck. So always happy to be here and looking forward to just a great discussion.
It's always good. It really is. And you're right. It's 100%. It's not. There's no grilling. This is a conversation. We could be in the diner right now having it, or here, you know, so that we can share it with those people fortunate enough to be listening.
Because of Christina Liu, this is like a diner.
That's true. There's
people
out today.
People can't see all the snacks that we have.
I was recently at the State of the Town, and so I'm going to throw it off with basically the starting concept of the State of the Town, which is something that we being every resident in the town of North Hempstead, have to be thankful for and proud of, a AAA bond rating.
Oh, yes.
And some people, not all, some really don't understand the importance of a AAA.
So I'd say we've now had a AAA bond rating for about 2 years. It's the first time that the town of North Hempstead has attained a AAA bond rating in the history of the town. And this is the highest bond rating that a municipality can achieve. And you can say, well, okay, that's nice. It sounds like a good soundbite, but what does that mean? So what that means is that we can get lower borrowing costs, and so those savings are passed on to our taxpayers.
Right.
And that's really the importance. Because when you're doing capital projects, the way to do capital projects is through bonding. But another point of that, which probably contributes to the fact of why we continue to get a AAA bond rating, is we've also reduced our debt by $31.4 million since 2014. All our budgets have stayed within the New York State tax cap, and that's done without cutting services to residents. What we're doing is we're looking for smarter, out-of-the-box ways of delivering the services that we're so proud to deliver.
Right. And that's an important point you make. AAA bond rating, it's not like, oh, you got it and we'll come back in a couple of years. Every time you go to the market, they re-review you. So it's, you know, it's something to be maintained. All of a sudden, you go to AA, and there's nothing wrong. I don't mean to Still right. good, because sometimes you're going to have to
AAA stretch. Is better. saying.
You know, in this day and age, when a lot of political or communities are having economic problems, it's quite an accomplishment.
100%. What a reduction in debt, which also is the reason why you brought around a AAA. Right. Not keeping, you know, some of these organizations, these towns and these... They just go to the market constantly, another 20, another 30, another 20. And what happens is instead of paying 4%, they're paying 6 and 7. So it just, it's a spiraling out of control, you know.
Well, so our goal is to maintain this. And right, I remember the first time, you know, as our bond rating was increasing, and the first time I said, and my goal is for us to be AAA, really, truly thinking to myself, yeah, that's not going to happen. But it did. And you're quite right, John. Anytime you go for a bonding, your rating has to be redone. So anytime there's an authorization for bonding, Moody's will look at you again to see what rating should be ascribed to you. So we're very proud of the AAA bond rating, and we're also determined to keep it there.
Good.
Maybe you could give an example of what you use the bond capability for. You know, what types of projects or...
Sure. Well, we have a five-year capital plan.
Right.
Okay? And every year, we look at the five-year capital plan and renew it. So the first year that's most important is that first year in the plan, because the other things are, you know, things in the out years. So for years, we were allocating $2 million to repave roads. And that's not out of operating expenses. That's part of a capital plan, and you bond for that. As of last year, because of all the feedback that we got from our constituents, we actually raised that amount to $4 million for repaving of roads. And so we bond for that.
Right.
So that would be one example.
A lot of roads.
There are a lot of roads. There are a lot of roads. And, you know, and it's important. It's very important for those roads to be maintained. We actually are, we've done a study so that the roads that are in most need of repair have been identified. And so each year we develop a plan for which roads will be repaved. And we also get input from each of our council members who get input from the residents as to roads that are problematic. So it's really a combination of what the study says and the feedback that we're getting from our residents.
There was something about working with the utility companies on trying to keep them from digging up the roads after they were fixed.
Yes. So, you know, that's been an ongoing challenge. We, in fact, you know, we find that we were trying to coordinate with the utility companies, so they would tell us what their capital projects were. We would tell them what roads we were planning on repaving. So clearly, if a utility let us know that they were going to be doing a big project, we would delay the repaving of that road, because it's so frustrating to repave a road and then, you know, 3 weeks later the utilities come and they dig it up. They do patch up what they've done, but so you have a newly paved road that already starts with patches that then make the road look like a patchwork quilt. Right. So what we did in December is we passed a code change that will keep our newly paved roads from being opened up by the local utility companies unless it's an emergency.
Right, okay.
And so that's very, very important. So if a road has been repaved within the last 3 years, the utilities are not getting a permit to do work there. If they've been reconstructed within the last 5 years, the utilities are not getting a permit to open the roads. And so this is really not a criticism of the utilities, but it's something in our arsenal to make sure that we're better managing how this is going.
Yeah, I mean, it's better that you work together as opposed to not work together at all.
And so here's the thing. We have been working together, but somehow this code change gives the people who are in charge more of a reason to make sure that they're not digging up roads after they've just been paved.
Right. You know, the interesting thing here, and this is more philosophical than anything else, it's a disgrace how somebody, whether it's a person or organization, comes in to do a thing and then leaves the junk behind. And I'm not knocking the utilities, I'm not knocking any individual, but it's so true. I have to do a job, I do my job, it's like, put it back the way you would want it in your house. Yeah. You know, if you have to fix a window in your house, you're not going to break the wall and walk away with a broken wall. But unfortunately, in society, you have to have somebody, which is you, the supervisor, staying on top of all these things to say, fix the road after you ripped it up. I mean, it's not fair to the residents in that neighborhood.
So the idea, if it's a newly paved road, we don't want you ripping it
up. That's true, too.
But, you know, should they have to do work? And look, we're very supportive of our utilities improving their infrastructure.
Right, 100%.
Because that's really what they're doing. But it's got to be done in a coordinated way. It's got to be done in a way where you're cooperating with the municipalities as well.
It's a little bit like an attitude you're talking about, like the Long Island Railroad, where people complain about the fact that they don't clean it. Well, why did you throw your junk there in the first place?
Have you seen some of those pictures?
Yeah.
Pictures of like the garbage left behind?
Yeah. Now, how did that garbage get there? I mean, you know, the Long Island Railroad didn't put it there.
You know? We don't have garbage genies distributing garbage,
so,
right?
Yeah. You know, it's like the cleaning up after yourself kind of thing.
Well, sometimes you go on the railroad, and if it's not that crowded, you have, whether it's a guy or a girl, sitting there with their feet up on the chair in front. Now it's raining or whatever, it's out. The next person's going to sit with an ice coat.
Yes.
It's like you don't do it in your house. Maybe you do it in your house. I don't know. Maybe they do. But, I mean, normally those people who do that are the ones that don't do it in their house.
Right. Say, leave your shoes at the doorstep.
Leave your shoes at the door. But in your house, it's a whole different ballgame.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's that's, you know.
But that's a general attitude thing, I think, that we're talking about. And
so it just goes to the importance of raising consciousness. I think now that the Long Island Railroad, you know, showed all those pictures, I think people are more aware that, maybe I shouldn't be leaving my garbage. And so the same thing with the utilities, just making them more aware that we've just paved a road. Please don't dig it up.
I agree.
Good idea.
And even, I think you were also talking, I believe, in reference to recycling.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's an important thing, too. If you're going to bother doing it, and I didn't even know that, to be honest with you, but you got to do it right.
So it's so interesting. So one of the things that we're going to be doing this year is really an education campaign on how to recycle.
Right.
Because people feel very good about the fact that they're recycling, except if you're not doing it correctly, you're not recycling. Because if any one thing that you put out is contaminated, it contaminates everything else, and you cannot, then it's not recycled. Then it just is thrown in with the rest of the trash.
I think that's a good idea, because a lot of times, even myself, I'll say, well, does this go into paper, or does this go wherever? And you can get easily confused as to whether you're throwing bad stuff into a plastic bag. I know people that throw it into the plastic recycling. I don't think that's where it belongs.
So here's the thing. We have a grant, and it's a matching grant, so it's a $250,000 grant, and we're adding that as well. We've developed a brochure that will be sent out to every resident in the town of North Hempstead.
Okay.
And it's not like two pages. It's really a booklet that will have pictures and will indicate the right way to recycle as well as the wrong way to recycle. So you can look at it and see, you're not supposed to do that. Even something as like a pizza box. If a pizza box has grease on it, it's not recyclable because that grease then contaminates the rest
of the
recycling.
That's just throw away in regular garbage.
That's just throw it away in the regular garbage. The thing, if you have a plastic jar of peanut butter, if you don't wash that out and you just throw it into your recyclables, you've now contaminated everything else and nothing then can be recycled. And let me tell you, I've cleaned out peanut butter jars. Not easy. but you can't put it in the dishwasher. So, but all those things, tins, if you have a tin of tuna, if you haven't washed it out and you think, oh, look, I'm recycling. No, you're not recycling if you haven't washed it out.
Plastic can or not a cup of potato salad from a delicatessen.
If
you just throw it in the recycling, it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So probably most houses have bad stuff in their recycling.
So the interesting thing is our executive director of our Solid Waste Management Authority is Robert Lang, and he was very involved with recycling in New York City.
Right. Okay.
So apparently in New York City, if you don't recycle properly, you get fined.
Oh, really?
So we're not fined. So I don't want anyone to think that we're now fining. We're not fining anybody. But he'll say he'll always know the garbage from people who are coming from the city because they've got it down to a science.
They
know how to do it. And our goal is that all residents in North Hempstead will know how to do it as well.
We have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll talk about the fines that are going to go into effect.
No,
but this is very – actually, we're going to retouch on this because this is very, very important. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
You know what?